In a sense, radio began this week, 92 years ago.
To Hello, Marconi House, London, calling.
Oh, yes.
To Hello, Marconi House, London.
To Hello was the second UK station to broadcast regularly. I say regularly, it was 1 hour a day from the seventh floor of Marconi House on the Strand in London.
Good afternoon. Well, I'd like to be able to bring this bunch of records to you. And then I'd see from the look on your face whether each one pleased you or bored you. Songs, for instance, that we've heard so often, sung by our friends or by professional artists or played by bands or broadcast, do they still come to your mind with a fragrance of memory?
Two LO programmes began there this week in 1922, transmitted at 100 watts. Radio 1. A generation grew up with the Radio 1 Roadshow. It was launched in 1973 and became a phenomenon. Radio 1 DJs wore shorts and silky branded jackets on stage, played silly games, and the crowds gathered. And there were Radio 1 fun days too, notably this week in 1975 in Leicestershire.
That's a record that the Rollers picked out as their particular favourite. That was the Beatles and All You Need Is Love. We have the most amazing scenes going on here this afternoon, as you can no doubt hear, partly going on behind us since the Rollers have been here. We have a little river surrounding, two various parts of the track here, and the girls are actually swimming across the river to try and get at their idols. In the meantime, their idols are trying to get away, and in the meantime, we're about to meet our next...
David Hamilton with the Bay City Rollers at Mallory Park this week in 1975. The 70s were also known for industrial action, and radio stations, which were then pretty unionised, were no exception. This week in 76, Radio Trent in Nottingham had a walkout on its hands over the exit of its first programme director.
In many senses, this is between Bob Schneider and myself, obviously, but nevertheless, since he is a member of ABAS, there is a procedure we must go through, which we are prepared and indeed are so doing. In essence, he is a line manager, in my opinion, has not been acting as a line manager.
Never a dull moment back then. Dennis Maitland, the MD of Trent, speaking this week in 76. Tony Della Hunty was later to work there, but this week in 85 he was with Pennine Radio in Bradford. And this week that year saw him commentating live at Valley Parade. It was a match he'd never forget.
They're running around all round us, and people are saying, get onto that pitch. People all the time spilling onto the pitch. The game is stopped. Mickey Bullitt, York, you can see above me. What can you say?
It's, the whole stand is on fire, Tony. It's an absolute, and it's spreading quickly. There's going to be problems, Tony.
Let's get all those people out of there. Let's get those people. Just take your time. Don't rush. Go down there.
Tony Della Hunty on the Bradford fire disaster 29 years ago this week. 56 people were killed. That commentary from Pennine for IRN. Commercial radio in the UK brought a new sort of football commentary to these shores, possibly more passion and a partisan approach to local clubs. Happy 79th birthday then this week to one of Birmingham's best remembered commentators. Trained by listening to sports radio overseas, Tony Butler unleashed his spirit on BRMB listeners.
Port Vale now. Well, of course, obviously no score draw numbers, no need to worry about that. So Wolves are back in Division 1. But what a fright they had, leading 3-0 at half-time against Charlton, and finally 3-all draw. Well, from soccer to bowls, let's go straight back to the Division 4 Championships at Ward End, and Mike Wakelam.
Back here at the Ward End Conference.
Well, first of all, what I remember is the very first programme on BRMB, Keith Hayes, you remember Keith
Yes,
Hayes?
Yes, I do indeed.
Canadian, yeah, Toronto. He said, you'll fail. I mean, and I said, why? He said, because nobody's here. You'll fail. He said, you've got to have something positive. I said, well, football around here is pretty positive, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought, oh, God. And so off I went. After that, we just took off. And you could do whatever you like, more or less, you know. It was nowhere near politically correct.
Happy birthday this week to Tony Butler, heard on BRMB and BBC WM. Also, happy birthday this week to this chap.
Can you imagine that in this day and age, we are not allowed on radio or television to advertise contraceptives?
Stupid.
Is it not the most cretinous thing? I do know some broadcasters who have a very high moral fibre and wouldn't like commercials for, you know, sheaths or pills or other forms of contraceptives. Am I allowed to say this on the air? I don't give a stuff. I'm telling you anyway, like it is. No, don't you try pulling me off the air. Don't you try shutting me up.
James Whale, heard there on Radio Air in Leeds. Also heard over the years on Metro, LBC, Talk Radio, Talk Sport, and Radio Derby, and a TV show too. Unexpected drama on Radio 4 this week. 4 years ago, on Front Row, Russell Crowe walked out on Mark Lawson.
The problem that's in front of you is the one that you need to solve.
And finally, you can either answer this or not. I'll just give you the chance because it's out there at the moment. As you know, that the suggestion you didn't want to say the famous line in Gladiator in this book that has come out.
Thank you.
I don't get the R's anymore. I don't get it at all.
Russell Crowe taking exception to Mark Lawson this week in 2008. It's 43 years this week since one of the most dramatic pirate radio broadcasts.
We are having to abandon ship very soon. The bridge and the engine room are on fire. The fire is taking control of the ship. The fire was caused by a bomb thrown on board from a small motor ship. A small motor launch with an outboard motor. We don't know who it belongs to. We don't know where it came from or where it's going to. But it certainly bombed us while it was here. Fire caused by a bombing in the engine room on Radio North Sea International, the radio ship Mebo 2.
The Radio North Sea International pirate ship being firebombed by raiders this week in 1971. So with Buzz FM, later Choice, launching in Birmingham this week 24 years ago.
And the spirit of Birmingham. I'm Mark Williams.
And I'm Nikki J.
Primetime Radio going on air on Digital One 14 years ago.
Primetime Radio.
And the last BBC broadcast from Savoy Hill 82 years ago before the move to Broadcasting House.
At 2 Savoy Hill, London.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio.